Can you help me?
Sure. Put it in.
It's
in the corner.
I knew I forgot something. Okay. So I just do this, and then you can you help me click? Because I don't have a clicker. Okay, thank you. Okay, this period of time is a time of many celebrations.
那我们现在所处的这个时间，这个日子呢，是一个充满了庆祝的日子。
Last week it was Mother's Day in Norway.
上周是我们挪威的母亲节。
Yesterday was Valentine's Day.
昨天是情人节。
Today is Fastelavn.
今天是 Fastelavn.
Christian holiday that is associated with famous buns.
那是一个基督教的节日，是对一种庆，是跟一个面包联系在一起的。
It's in Norwegian it's called Fastelavnsbolle, but in Sweden we call it Semla.
在挪威语里面是叫 Fastelavn Bolle, 在瑞典语里叫 Semla.
And on the upcoming Tuesday is the Chinese New Year.
那下周二是我们的中国新年。
Today is also the celebration of the ordination.
那今天我们在庆祝这个案例。
It's a celebration of the blessings to our church.
也是庆祝 对于我们这个教会的一个祝福。
It's a celebration of God's faithfulness to us.
那也是庆祝神对着我们的信实。
And therefore,
因此呢,
I have prepared a sermon that continues on this topic.
那我今天要讲到的内容也是在这样一个主题上。
God's faithfulness to us.
神对着我们的信实。
Today's passage is in the book of Nehemiah.
今天我们要读的经文在圣经的旧约尼希米记。
We will be reading from chapter 3.
我们要读的是第三章。
This chapter is one of those passages that I think many of us, if you read the Bible, that you usually would skip.
那这一章呢，是大概是我们在读圣经的时候很多人会跳过去的一章。
Or maybe you just skim through it.
那也许你就很快地浏览一下。
Because this is one of those chapters that has a very long list of names.
因为这一章里面它有一长串的人的名字。
Some names weirder than others.
那有些人的名字很奇怪。
And at first sight, it might look insignificant.
那乍一看好像是没有什么意义。
But as we all know,
那我们都知道的,
all scripture is inspired by God.
那所有的圣经都是神所默示的。
So let me read the first part of chapter 3 for you.
那让我们来一起读一下。 让我来读，为大家读一下第一部分。
So I will read in English, and then the text will be on the screen for the Chinese.
我会读英文，那中文请大家看大屏幕。
It says, Eliashib the high priest and his fellow priests went to work and rebuilt the sheep gate. They dedicated it and set its doors in place, building as far as the Tower of the Hundred, which they dedicated, and as far as the Tower of Hananel. The men of Jericho built the adjoining section, and Zakur, son of Imri, built next to them. The fish gate was rebuilt by the sons of Hasena. They laid his beams and put his doors and bolts and bars in place. Meremoth, son of Uriah, the son of Hakos, repaired the next section. Next to him, Meshulam, son of Berechiah, the son of Meshezabel, made repairs. And next to him, Sadok, son of Bana, also made repairs. The next section was repaired by the men of Tekoa, but their nobles would not put their shoulders next to the work under their supervisors. The Jeshana gate was repaired by Joiada, son of Paseah, and Meshulam, son of Besodeah. They laid his beams and put his doors with their bolts and bars in place. Next to them, repairs were made by men from Gibeon and Mizpah. Melatiah of Gibeon and Jadon of Meronoth places under the authority of the governor of Trans-Euphrates. Uziel, son of Harhiah, one of the goldsmiths, repaired the next section, and Hananiah, one of the perfume makers, made repairs next to that. They restored Jerusalem as far as the broad wall. Rephaiah, son of Hur, ruler of a half district of Jerusalem, repaired the next section. Adjoining this, Jediah, son of Harumaph, made repairs opposite his house. And Hattush, son of Hashabneah, made repairs next to him. Malchiah, son of Harim, and Hashab, son of Pahath Moab, repaired another section and the Tower of the Ovens. Shalom, son of Haluhash, ruler of a half district of Jerusalem, repaired the next section with the help of his daughters. The Valley Gate was repaired by Hanun and the residents of Sanoa. They rebuilt it and put its doors with their bolts and bars in place. They also repaired 1,000 cubits of the wall as far as the Dung Gate. The Dung Gate was repaired by Malchijah, son of Rechab, ruler of the district of Beth Hakkerem. He rebuilt it and put its doors with their bolts and bars in place. The Fountain Gate was repaired by Shalom, son of Kol-Hosei, ruler of the district of Mizpah. He rebuilt it, roofing it over and putting its doors and bolts and bars in place. He also repaired the wall of the Pool of Siloam by the king's garden as far as the steps going down from the city of David. Beyond him, Nehemiah, son of Azbuk, ruler of a half district of Beth-Sur, made repairs up to a point opposite the tombs of David, as far as the artificial pool and the house of the heroes. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for today.
主啊, 我感谢你,为这个,今天这个日子感谢你。
I thank you for all of us gathering here.
为着我们所有的聚集来感谢你。
Thank you for that you have blessed our church.
感谢你来祝福我们的教会。
Thank you that we can have a time where we can hear your words.
感谢你让我们有这样的时间可以来听你的话语。
I pray that you will speak through me.
求你来借着我来向大家说话。
And that we will understand your faithfulness to us.
让大家可以明白你对着我们的信实。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So maybe some of you wonder why I'm choosing a text with so many difficult names to read.
你们大家可能会奇怪为什么我选了这样一段那么多有那么多奇怪名字的经文。
I thought for some time what to preach today.
我为了今天讲到的内容我思想了很久。
And I found that this text has something I feel is important for our church.
那我的感动是这段经文有着一些对我们的教会非常重要的东西。
And for those of you who have not read the book of Nehemiah,
对于那些还没有读过尼希米记的人,
it shows us the time when most of the Israelites were in exile.
那这一段经文是对着有很多的以色列人还在被掳的那段时间。
King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came through in 2 Kings 25.
在列王记下，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒打过来。
And he burned down everything.
他烧毁了所有的东西。
He set fire to the temple.
他在圣殿用火烧了圣殿。
The royal palace.
烧了王宫。
And all important buildings in Jerusalem.
以及耶路撒冷所有重要的建筑。
They broke down the whole wall around Jerusalem.
他们拆毁了耶路撒冷周围的城墙。
And they brought most of the people to Babylon.
他们把大多数人都掳到了巴比伦。
And left only the poor ones.
那只留了一些穷人。
To work on the vineyards and the fields.
来修理葡萄园和耕种田地。
And after Babylon's fall,
在巴比伦灭亡之后,
the Persians took over.
波斯人又来了。
And Nehemiah,
那尼希米,
he was serving as high-ranking cupbearer.
那他是在那边做一个高级的酒政。
He was a cupbearer to King Artaxerxes of Persia.
他是波斯王亚达薛西面前做高级的酒政。
A cupbearer was a person that served the king.
那酒政是一个伺候王的人。
In the most literal sense, he served.
那他就是实际上就是伺候王。
Because he was the one responsible to serve wine to the king.
他是来负责王所饮用的酒。
And at that time, it was quite a big concern about people plotting to try and poison the king.
在那个时候，有很多人非常担心会有人来给国王下毒。
So his job was to kind of guard the cup.
那他的职责就是要来看守这个酒杯。
And also taste the drink before serving it.
并且在他盛上这个酒之前要尝一下。
Ensuring that it was safe for the king to drink.
那确保王喝这个酒是安全的。
And during this time, Nehemiah got a message from Hanani.
那在这个时间，这段时间，尼西米从他一位同胞叫哈拿尼那里得到一个消息。
He was a fellow Israelite.
他是一位以色列的同胞。
And it was about the current state of Jerusalem.
那他从他那里就得知的耶路撒冷的一些现状。
He was told that they were living in disgrace and trouble.
那他听说呢，留在那里的人是生活在这样一个非常羞耻的境况里面，也遭遇了很多患难。
The wall around the city was totally broken down.
那城墙被完全的拆毁。
And all the gates had been burned down.
城门也都被火烧坏。
And when Nehemiah heard this,
那当尼西米听到这些呢？
He was very sad.
他非常的忧伤。
He wept and prayed to God.
他哭泣，然后他向神来祷告。
He prayed an honest prayer.
他非常诚实的向神做了一个祷告。
Acknowledging that the Israelites, they had been sinful.
他承认以色列人是确实是犯了罪。
But God is faithful and kept his promises.
但神是信实的，他要守住他的应许。
And he prayed for God to bless him before he was going to speak to the Persian king about this.
那他也祈求神，在他将要向波斯王来提及这件事之前。
And Nehemiah was so sad that when he met the king saw that he is not in a good state. He is very sad.
他祈求神要赐福给他。那尼西米呢？他是那样的难过，以至于他在给神给王倒酒的时候，那个王都看出来了。
And just like most courts of the ancient kings,
那就像在那些古代的时候那些王那样
，You are not allowed to be sad in the presence of a king.
那你在王面前你是不应该悲伤的
，Because the idea behind it was when you met the king.
那因为呢，当你遇到看见这个国王的时候
，The wonderful king.
那一个那样美好的国王的时候
，You would not be sad.
你不应该忧伤。
You're supposed to forget all your problems and be in awe of being in the presence of such a great person.
你应该忘记你所有的忧愁，你在这样一个王的面前。
But Nehemiah was not only sad.
那但尼西米他不但是忧伤。
But he was also very afraid.
他也非常的害怕。
Because if the king were in bad mood that day,
因为如果那天王的心情不好的话
it would have meant death for Nehemiah.
那对尼西米来说，可能他就会遭遇死亡。
But Nehemiah, he risked his life.
然而呢，尼西米他冒着生命的危险
trusted in the Lord.
他信靠主
and he spoke about the matters that weighed down his heart.
那来，他向王来倾诉压在他心头的这样的事情
and the conversation went very well.
那这个对话呢，进行得非常顺利
Nehemiah was allowed to leave in order to restore the wall of Jerusalem.
尼西米他获准离开来。重修那个耶路撒冷的城墙。
And not only that,
不仅如此
，the king had guards follow Nehemiah.
王他还派了护卫来跟随尼西米。
And they even gave him resources to rebuild it.
并且给了他修建城墙所需要的资源。
It shows that God was faithful.
是让我们看到神是信实的。
He gave Nehemiah the prayer answer he was asking for.
他回应了尼西米的祷告。
He moved the king, and now Nehemiah was on his way to restore. The wall.
他感动了王的心，现在尼西米他就踏上了重修耶路撒冷城墙的路。
And that leads us to the passage we read today.
那这就把我们带到今天我们所读的经文。
Many people helping out to restore the wall.
许多人来帮忙修建这个城墙。
How is God showing His faithfulness by restoring the wall of Jerusalem?
那神是如何通过重修耶路撒冷的城墙来显明他的信实呢
？The three points I have today.
今天我有三点要分享。
The first one is called next to.
第一点是其次是。
Second one is imperfect wall.
第二是不完美的墙。
And the third one is the true Nehemiah.
第三是真正的尼西米。
So the first point.
那我们来看第一点。
So when the walls of Jerusalem was burned down,
当耶路撒冷城墙被烧毁的时候
it was burned down and destroyed. It exposed the people with a lot of problems and shame.
那当这个城墙被破坏被烧毁的时候那百姓他就暴露在了许多的问题和羞辱之中
They were now exposed to all their enemies
他们完全暴露在这个敌人面前
They no longer have the safety of the wall
他们不再有这个城墙的保护了
They became a people that had no defense
他们成为了一个没有防卫的民族
They became weak
他们变得软弱
and it seemed hopeless.
变得毫无希望。
The rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem was important.
重修耶路撒冷城墙非常重要。
Because it revealed God's blessing.
因为它显明了神的祝福。
It was a sign to the enemies of Jerusalem that God was His people.
那这也它这这个城墙是对于耶路撒冷的百姓来说是神与他们同在的一个记号。
And it not only gave them protection.
因为这不仅给了他们保护。
But also their dignity back.
也给他们尊严。
The people would suffer the judgment of God.
那给了这些曾经为了神的审判，因为神的审判而来遭受这些不幸的人的理会他们的尊严。
And I think honestly, today's passage seems like a very long and boring read.
那今天的经文看上去可能是一长串非常枯燥的这样一个名字。
It's just name after name.
一个接一个的名字。
Building of different parts of the wall.
那他们来修建城墙的不同的部分。
Yet when we read it, there's something that gets repeated over and over and over again.
那当我们读的时候，我们就注意到有一个词它被反复的提到。
It's the word next to them.
这个词就是其次是。
Next to him.
其次是。
Beyond them.
其次是的，中文的翻译都是一样的。
Okay.So next to them, next to them, next to them. When the wall of Jerusalem was rebuilt,
当耶路撒冷城墙被重建的时候
it was not done alone.
不是由一个人来完成的。
Nehemiah didn't build this wall alone.
那尼希米他不是独自一个人来建这个城墙。
But he had a lot of people helping out.
他有许许多多人来帮助他。
And I think it is, in fact, quite similar to what we are doing as a church.
那这其实跟我们今天在教会所做的事情非常的相似。
We have through all these years continuously been building our church.
那这么多年我们一直在不断的来建造我们的教会。
It started with a small fellowship.
我们一开始是一个很小的团契。
And now we have two congregations.
现在我们有两个教会。
We have built a Sunday school program for children.
两个聚会。
We have a youth program.
我们有儿童主日学，我们有青年团契。
We have an elderly group that has the same name as me.
我们还有一个长者团契，跟我的名字一样。
And we have several full-time pastors.
我们也有好几位全职的牧师。
We have together with God built a church.
那我们跟神一起来建造这样的我们的教会。
Seeking His will through all these years.
我们来寻求他的旨意。
We built it together.
我们是这么多年一起来建造这个教会。
Next to each other.
我们彼此配搭。
Our growth is not like the society we live in.
那我们的成长不像我们现在所在的社会。
Where people often talk about individual growth.
在这样现在的社会当中，人们经常谈论的是每个人的个人的成长。
That Christianity is a private and personal matter.
他们经常说信仰是一个私人的事。
But the church grows as a community.
但我们教会的成长是一个群体的成长。
When we are shoulder to shoulder next to each other.
我们是肩并肩彼此相连的这样一个成长。
And I'm going to read the rest of chapter 3 to you.
那我接下来要读第三章的第二部分。
But I changed something.
但我改了一些东西。
It says, next to him.
那是这样的。
I can just read in English,、okay. I think. Yeah. It says, next to him.The repairs were made by the Levites under Gabriel. Beside him, Christine, ruler of the half the district of Keilah, carried out the repairs for her district. Next to her, the repairs were made by their fellow Levites under Waylin, ruler of the other half district of Keilah. Next to him, Hanlin, ruler of Mizpah, repaired another section from a point facing the ascent to the armory as far as the angle of the wall. Next to him,Helen zealously repaired another section from the angle to the entrance of the house of Shida, the high priest. Next to her, Bianca repaired another section from the entrance of Shida's house to the end of it. The repairs next to her were made by the priests from the surrounding region. Beyond them, Yat-Yu and Mei-Hong made repairs in front of their house. And next to them, Woody made repairs beside his house. Next to him, Zheng Fang repaired another section.From Wilhelm's house to the angle and the corner, and Roy worked opposite the angle and the tower projecting from the upper palace near the court of the guard. Next to him, Anita and the temple servants living on the hill of Ophel made repairs up to a point opposite the water gate toward the east and the projecting tower. Next to them, the men of the family, the whole family, repaired another section from the great projecting tower to the wall of Ophel. Above the horse gate, the priest made repairs, each in front of his own house. Next to them, Yang Ting made repairs opposite her house. Next to her, Ai Chi, the guard at the east gate, made repairs. Next to her, Tore and Erik, the sixth son of Salaf, repaired another section. Next to them, Ji Gong made repairs opposite his living quarters. Next to him, Vivian, one of the goldsmiths, made repairs as far as the house of the temple servants and the merchants, opposite the inspection gate and as far as the room above the corner, and between the room above the corner and the sheep gate, the goldsmiths and the merchants made repairs.
以诺牧师刚才所读的就是把名字换成我们教会大家所熟悉的名字。
I think you all understand my point.
那我想你们都明白我的意思了。
Each one of us are part of the church family who are building this church.
我们每个人都是我们教会这个大家庭的一员。
Some of us are building it in our homes.
那有些人是在自己的家里来建造。
Some are building smaller sections.
有些人在建造比较小的一部分。
Some of us never get mentioned.
有些人甚至从来没有被提到。
But our church is what it is. It's what it is because everyone shows up and takes part in this work.
那我们教会之所以是今天的这样一个样子呢，是因为我们每一个人都出现，都参与了这项工作。
It's not about what role we have.
那重要的不是我们的角色是什么。
Whether it is a central role or a minor one.
不管是核心的角色还是一个次要角色。
We need everyone in order to build a church that will please God.
我们需要每一个人才能建立一间合神心意的教会。
If you continue into chapter 4 of Nehemiah,
那如果我们继续读到尼希米记的第四章，
we can see there's a lot of discouragement happening.
我们看到有很多让人灰心的事情发生。
Oppositions show up.
有很多反对势力。
And there are lots of people who don't want this wall to be built.
有很多人不希望这个城墙被重建。
But the Israelites, they endure it.
但以色列人坚持下来了。
They stand next to each other.
他们彼此肩并肩的站立。
They defend the wall.
他们守卫了城墙。
They encourage each other when they are mocked.
当他们被讥笑的时候，他们彼此鼓励。
And they keep building while standing guard.
他们一边的警戒，一边的继续修建。
We need to know that most of the work for the kingdom of God is not dramatic.
那我们知道，我们大部分所谓神，为神所做的工作，并不是那样戏剧性的。
It's not like every day is like an action movie on Netflix.
并不是每一天都像 Netflix 上的那些动作大片一样。
But it's about staying faithful to God.
我们要做的就是对神忠心。
Showing up when the church needs you.
当教会需要你的时候，我们就出现。
And working next to the people you see in this room right now.
那你就跟现在你所看到的我们周围的这些人一起同工。
People that you have not chosen.
那这些人不是你所选的
，But God has.
但是神选的。
We build this church with each other and with God.
我们跟彼此一起，我们跟神一起来一同建造这间教会。
Second point.
那第二点
，I call this point the imperfect wall.
我把它叫做不完美的墙。
Because when we read about the people who built the wall,
因为我们在读到那些来建这个城墙的人的时候
，We clearly read that they are not professionals.
我们清楚地看到他们并不是专业人士。
We read that the priests were building it.
我们看到牧师在修建。
Perfumers were building it.
那些做香的人也在修建。
And goldsmiths were helping out.
银匠也在帮忙。
Basically, anyone who was there was helping out.
基本上在那儿所有的人都在帮忙。
It was the regular people that were helping out in this repair of the wall.
那就是那些普通人来参与这个城墙的修建。
It wasn't really built by people who actually knew how to build a city wall.
那这些修城墙的人并不是那些真正懂得怎样修城墙的人。
They were instructed.
他们得到了一些指示。
But most probably their first time doing something like this.
但大概这是他们第一次做这件事情。
And when the wall was completed in chapter 6:16 in Nehemiah,
那在十六章的第六章的第十六节，这个城墙修完的时候。
It said this, when all our enemies heard about this, all the surrounding nations were afraid and lost their self-confidence because they realized that this work had been done with the help of our God.
那写到我们一切仇敌四外的四围的外邦人听见了便惧怕愁眉不展因为见这工作完成是出于我们的神
The surrounding nations try to sabotage and stop the wall from being built.
那周围的这些国家都来试图破坏试图阻止城墙的建造
But it was completed in the end.
但最终还是修好了
Yet the wall was built when the Israelites were at their weakest.
那这个城墙的重建是在以色列人最软弱的时候
By people who had lost much of their hope the past 70 years.
是那些以色列人他们在过去的七十年里几乎失去了所有的希望这些人来建造的
But they listened and worked on the wall together.
但他们听从神然后他们就一起在城墙上来做工
Knowing that God is faithful.
因为他们知道神是信实的
Knowing that God keeps his promises.
因为他们知道神是信守他的应许的
Knowing that God will protect them.
他们知道神会保护他们
The past week I have been I've been thinking about today.
那过去这一周，我一直都在为了今天来思考。
I've been thinking about the ordination.
我在思想今天的按牧。
I've been listening to worship songs that I listened to back then.
我听了很多过去一直听的赞美诗。
It was a tip from Pastor Ivy.
这是 Ivy 牧师给我的一个建议。
And I tried to reflect on my journey almost 10 years ago.
那我就在回想我这个旅程，几乎是十年的这样一个旅程。
And I remember back then I started to think about going to seminary.
那个时候呢，我刚刚开始考虑要去神学院。
And I want to study theology.
我想去读神学。
Because I felt that my knowledge about Christianity and the Bible it was so shallow.
我觉得我当时觉得自己对于基督教和圣经的认识太浅了。
I wanted more.
我想要。学更多。
I want to build a better wall around my own spirituality.
我想在我自己的属灵生命里来建造一个更好的墙。
However, I was 30 at that time.
那我当时是三十岁。
And it felt a little bit late to start study something totally different.
那我当时感觉重新开始学习呢，对我来说是有一点晚了，尤其是开始学习一个完全不同的领域。
But I thought, well.Jesus kind of started when he was 30.
但我想，那耶稣他也是三十岁开始他的事工。
So I should probably give it a try.
那我是不是也应该试一试
？I quit my job as an auditor.
我辞掉了我做审计的工作。
It was a very well-paid job.
这是一份薪水很不错的工作。
And it was quite a lot of possibilities that was lining up for me in the very near future.
而且在不久的将来也有很多的机会在等着我。
I don't think I've told that many people, but I was.At that time, I was going to be promoted after the summer.
那我可能没有跟很多人说，我那个时候其实，过了夏天我就要被升职了。
But I quit in the spring.
但是我春天就辞职了。
And prepared to buy books.
因为我在做准备，我买了一些书。
And think about exams and study again.
那我想要来读这些书，来重新准备考试。
And the year before that,
在那一年之前呢
，I just got married.
我刚刚结婚。
And my choice, it would lead us to financial instability.
那我的选择可能让我们会带来经济上的不稳定。
And I remember that I was contacted by some of my, some of my family.
那我记得我的有一些家人来联系我。
That usually would not contact me.
那些人平时是不太跟我联系的。
But they wanted to talk to me because they were worried that I had gone crazy.
那他们一定要跟我谈话，因为他们觉得我是不是疯了。
They have to come and see me in order to confirm that I have not gone mad.
他们必须要来见我一面，来确认我没有疯。
And when I started to study,
那当我开始学习的时候
，I wasn't really sure what I was getting myself into.
我也并不是非常确定我是踏上了一条怎样的路。
It was kind of like going to build a wall, but you didn't know how to build a wall.
那就好像我要修建一座城墙，但我并不知道该怎么做。
I was unstable financially.
我经济上并不稳定。
I had no clue where this would lead me.
我也不知道这条路会把我带到哪里去。
But I pursued.
但是我还是坚定地走下去了。
I pursued God in all this.
我在这一切当中都寻求神。
And he was always faithful.
但而且他是一直是信实的。
He always provided us when we were in need.
在我们有需要的时候，他总是来供应。
I got a part-time job without ever applying to one.
我甚至在没有申请没有申请的情况下就得到了一份临时工作。
The company contacted me. I never contacted them.
那个公司他们主动的来联系我，我并没有去联系他们。
And I remember that time.
我非常怀念那段时间。
As a very good time.
那是一段非常非常好的时间。
It was a time where I had to put so much trust in God.
那段时间我要那样的来信靠神。
And I felt very close to God.
我也感觉与神非常的亲近。
And it reminds me of a verse in 2 Corinthians.
这就让我想起哥林多后书有一段话。
He says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong."
哥林多后书十二章九到十一节，他对我说：“我的恩典够你用了。”因为够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
When we allow ourselves to be weak,
当我们允许自己软弱的时候
，to be in hardships and difficulties for Christ,
允许我们因为基督的缘故变得软弱的时候
，that is when we will feel strong.
在那样的困苦中，我们就感到刚强。
Because that is when we have to truly seek the Lord.
因为那个时候是我们真正的要寻求主的时候。
When we no longer have control.
因为我们不再掌控一切。
We have to let God take control.
我们必须让神来做王掌权。
So often we want to control our own lives.
那我们常常的是想要自己来掌控我们的生命。
Thinking that of course I know what's best for me.
因为我们觉得我们自己当然知道什么是对我们自己最好的。
And this is the exact reason why the Israelites were brought into exile.
那这也正是以色列人被掳的原因。
It was their sins of idolatry,
是因为他们拜偶像
and rebellion against God,
悖逆神。
The pursuit of all the things that this world tells us that we need.
那他们在追求这个世界，当我们在追求这个世界告诉我们我们所需要的一切东西的时候
，the pursuit of pride.
当我们追求骄傲
Thinking that we always know the best.
以为我们总是知道我们什么是对我们最好的
And now the Israelites came back to God.
那现在以色列人他们回到了神的面前
In their weakest.
他们在他们最软弱的时候
In the most vulnerable.
在他们最脆弱的时候
And God never left them.
神却从来没有离开他们
Even though they left him.
即使他们离开了神
He was always faithful.
神总是信实的
And no matter how we are building that wall,
那无论我们怎样建造那座墙
as long as we faithfully show up and do it,
那只要我们忠心的到场来并且去做
God will always be faithful.
神他总是信实的
The wall we build might be imperfect,
我们所造的墙也可能并不完美
but with God it will be the strongest in the world.
但靠着神他会成为世界上最坚强的墙
And this leads us to the last point of today.
那我们也来到我们今天所讲的最后一点
The true Nehemiah
真正的尼希米
And just like any Sunday schooler
那就像所有上过主日学的孩子一样
We all know that Nehemiah somehow points us towards Jesus
我们知道尼希米他总是要 指向耶稣
But how?
但他是 怎样指向耶稣的呢
The book of Nehemiah shows us that God, he never fails
那尼希米既向我们显明的是神他永不失败
People fail.
人会失败
But he doesn't.
但神不会
No power on earth can make God's plan fail.
那地上没有任何势力可以让神的计划失败
When Jesus came to the earth to save us,
当耶稣来到世上来拯救我们
He didn't come with two swords swinging and a shining armor around his body.
他并没有来带着挥舞着两把剑身上身披闪亮的盔甲
He doesn't come with power.
他不是带着全能来的
But it comes in weakness.
而是带着软弱来的。
Jesus doesn't come to bring judgment.
他来不是要施行审判。
But he came to bear it.
而是来承担审判。
And the clue for us to understand all this is the word powerlessness.
那我们理解这一切的一个关键就在于无能为力这个词。
Because it is with powerlessness that we connect to Jesus.
因为正是通过无能为力我们才能与耶稣相连。
When we confess that we are weak.
当我们来承认自己的软弱的时候
We are powerless.
我们无能为力
We have nothing and can't do anything when it comes to our salvation.
我们在自己得救的这件事上我们实在是无能为力
That is when we connect.
那个时候我们就与神相连了
When we confess that we are sinners.
当我们承认自己的罪
We are not perfect.
我们并不完美
We're not even close to it.
我们根本都不接近完美
That we are in need of grace.
当我们需要恩典
That is when we are saved.
那就是我们得救的时候。
Saved through the powerlessness of faith and repentance.
那我们得救是因为带着这样的信心和悔改来，还带着这种无能为力来得救的。
We have seen that Nehemiah had to risk his life in order for the wall to be built.
那我们看到尼希米他必须要冒着生命的危险来重建这个城墙。
And not only did he risk it when he took it up with the king of Persia.
那不仅是在他向波斯王来请求的时候冒了这样的风险。
But there were people trying to kill him when he was rebuilding the wall.
那当他在重建城墙的时候，很多人想要来杀他。
Nehemiah wanted to build this wall and bring the people back into the city of Jerusalem.
那尼希米他想要来重建这道墙，能够把以色列百姓能够带回到耶路撒冷。
And he did it with the possibility of losing his own life.
他是冒着失去自己生命的风险来做这件事的。
Jesus Christ,
而耶稣基督
the true Nehemiah,
他是真正的尼希米。
He did it at the cost of his life.
他是真正的付上了自己的生命的代价。
And he did it in order to bring us back to the city of God.
他这样做是为了要把我们带回神国做他的子民。
So how do we respond to a God that is so loving and faithful?
那我们该如何的来回应这样一位爱我们的信实的神呢？
We have to do our part faithfully.
我们也要来忠心的来做我们自己的那份工。
We build this church faithfully.
我们要尽心尽力的来建造这间教会。
We build up people faithfully.
我们也忠心的来造就人。
And we serve faithfully.
我们忠心的服侍。
We don't do it alone.
我们也不是自己一个人来做。
Look around you.
看看我们的周围。
All these brothers and sisters are here.
那么多的弟兄姊妹就在这里。
Next to you, in front of you, behind you,
在你边上，在你前面，在你后面
，ready to serve shoulder to shoulder with you.
我们都准备好了，要肩并肩，一同服侍。
We build this church as a family. We build it together.
我们要像一家人，像一个群体一样来建立这间教会。
We all know that there are things that can be done better.
那我们都知道，有的事情当然可以做得更好。
Things that we might not like.
有些事情我们可能并不喜欢。
Changes that can be hard to accept.
有些变化可能难以接受。
But when the Israelites built the wall,
但当以色列人重建城墙的时候
，they didn't do it perfectly.
他们做的并不完美。
But it became perfect because of God.
但因为神，他最终变得完美。
How can you do your part faithfully in church?
那我们如何在我们自己身上来为着教会来忠心的工作呢
？Let's reflect on that.And after the service, tell your neighbor.
那让我们来思想一下，在聚会之后可以告诉你的邻舍。
What can you do when it comes to faithfully serving our God?
在忠心服侍神，这件事上，我们可以做些什么
？Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, I thank you.
哦，天父啊，我感谢你。
I thank you for today.
感谢你今天，感谢你给我们今天这个日子。
Thank you for the words you have given us.
感谢你给我们的话语。
Thank you for reminding us that we build this church together with you.
感谢你来提醒我们，我们是一起肩并肩一起来为你来建立这间教会。
That you have given us brothers and sisters to do this.
感谢你也赐给我们弟兄姊妹来做这件事。
I pray that you will give us wisdom.
我求主来赐给我们智慧
and unity,
给我们合一
that we continue to build for your kingdom.
让我们一起能够来继续为着你的国来建造
I pray that you will continue to bless us.
我求你来继续赐福给我们
and be gracious towards us.
来把你的恩典来赐给我们
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.